Okay, it's 6 o'clock. We'll open the meeting for Town Discovery Bay, and we're going to go to closed session.
Nope. Roll call first.
Roll call.
President Pease.
Here.
Vice President Leet is absent. Director Graves, absent. Director Simon.
Here.
And Director Steele.
Here.
Okay.
Public comment?
Public comment.
Seeing none?
We see nothing in public comment. So we'll turn it over to staff.
Closed session. The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors will go into closed session per the agenda item D1 and D2.
All right, we're going to come back from closed session and turn it over to legal staff to bring it back.
Thank you. The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors is returning from closed session. Unfortunately, we did not get an opportunity to complete our items, and so we will be returning to closed session after the regular meeting and report any action after the reconvened closed session. That make sense?
Correct.
Clear as mud.
Okay, so we are now adjourned from that. We will now start the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Pease.
Here.
Vice President Lee is absent. Director Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Okay, at this point in the meeting, we're going to open up to public comments. The public can speak to us on anything that is not on our agenda. And we have a 3-minute period to address us. Is there any public comments? Seeing none, we'll adjourn public comments and go into Area Agency Report. Fire District, please.
Good evening, Director Shooters and Fire Chief Reese Kondrakoff. During the month of August, the district ran 541 calls. Our average response time was 7 minutes and 55 seconds. In the Discovery Bay Byron area, there were 67 calls in the month of August with an average response time of 10 minutes and 3 seconds. Engine 59 out of Discovery Bay for the month of August ran a total of 87 calls as part of the 694 calls we did for a total roll, and about 13% of calls in the district. The highlights, as we highlight the month, there were a total of 4 structure fires, 6 vegetation fires, 35 vehicle accidents, 8 additional vehicle accidents requiring rescue. Due to call volume in the month, we had 0 engines available 4 times for a total of 2 hours and 40 minutes. You'll see it on the very last page of the operational report. We've tried to work on a summary to make it easier to kind of see what's going across the district and the different types of calls, both with our auto and mutual aid received. I left you a handout as we enter into October. We'll get into Fire Prevention Month. We'll be doing open houses at each of our fire stations, the Discovery Bays. Fire station's open house will be on October 16th from 9 in the morning till 11. And we'll be sending flyers home and all the school backpacks and everything. And we're trying to get a big turnout this year as we go into Fire Prevention Month. Then lastly, for the report, this morning there was a reported structure fire in Discovery Bay in the 2400 block of Amadine. At about 7:32 this morning, first arriving engine had a working fire on the second floor. After making a quick access and confirming that there was someone in the house was a confirmed grow house of marijuana, with electricity being bypassed from the meter. So we backed out of that for firefighter safety, put some water in to contain the fire to the bedroom of origin, and we waited for PG&E to make the scene safe. There's no further damage outside of that original house of origin. Once it was safe, we went in and overhauled it, and investigation on the actual Pearl House. No injuries. We're on scene for about 5 hours today for that. Your phone may ring on that, so you're one step ahead of it. So
what street are you down on?
Elberdine Lane.
Elberdine Lane. Yes. Friday, Council. With that, I'm available for any questions.
Or not any questions.
Thank you.
Okay, we got an open house in October.
Yes.
Do you have any extras of these?
Are they on the...
We'll make sure some get dropped off here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. And then you can call the flyer for the staff.
Sure.
Maybe that'd be great.
Okay, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The only report, please.
Good evening. In the month of August, you continue your safe practices. Topics we covered in the month of safety. All reports to the state were submitted on time. In the month of August, we had 119 million gallons of water production. All wells were running at full speed. All samples were taken from the distribution. You can see the water in the purple there. We are a little bit higher than normal compared to last year, but water use was about 21% reduction from 2013. All parameters in wastewater, well below permit limit, plant running very well. We did have one excursion, we had an SSO, which I'll update you on here in just a minute. All samples were taken, all lift stations are running. This is, we had a failed ARB over here on Newport Drive on the force main. There's an ARB for an air relief valve that failed. You can see on top of where it's cracked. We have six of these on that road off that force main that feeds the wastewater plant. And this one failed. We had the manufacturer contact them. The vendor came out, tore it apart, and there was a malfunction in the manufacturer. Top of there's an O-ring that failed to the side, which caused the ball to not seat, which caused it to leak. They came out, replaced it with a new one, and the manufacturer have made changes to that, which has been issued in the past, and we're waiting on their final report, but it was a malfunction due to the ARB, and it has been replaced and running beautifully now.
Was that a reportable spill?
Yeah, it was about 300 gallons. We captured about 250 of it, about 50 gallons hit the storm drain there. And we've dissipated or did hit the delta, but we have no way to confirm that or not. The state, once it hits the storm drain, they consider it hit the bottom of the water.
Thank you.
Question, we're resuming this fall. And maintenance, staff is doing an excellent job to keep maintenance to a minimum. You can see our 30 days is less than zero, and staff continues to work hard to keep that to a bare minimum. So, things are going very well. Questions?
Board, have any questions? Another fantastic report.
Thank you.
Things are flowing well.
Excellent. Very well.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. Okay, so we'll go to business action items. F1, staff, please.
Thank you, Dina, our finance manager. Prepare this report is going to be making the recommendations.
Yeah, can you pull that? I think you can pull that mic out of the stand so we can hear it.
Okay.
It's turned off, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. I'm doing the report tonight for the water meter installation project and the material construction material order. As you know, we're starting our water meter installation project very shortly. We did our pre-qualification has been out and our advertisement has been put out. We plan on starting construction in January, and so there for some of these materials, there's 4 to 6 week lead time. So we are requesting to purchase some of these materials so that we are not, that we don't delay the installation at all. The project is currently underway with the advertisement for the contract approval qualification gone out. The wastewater committee held a meeting on September 13th to review the contract approval qualification package developed by our project engineer, Rudolph Stellman. The summary of the water meter installation program, the project newsletter, frequently asked questions, flyer, and the project timeline. The water and wastewater committee made the decision on September 13th to purchase Badger water meters, Orion readers, the B12 meter boxes, the lids, and the clay bricks to prevent any backorder interruptions since construction mobilizes and commences in December, most likely January though. The typical lead time, as I mentioned, is 4 to 6 weeks for the meters and the readers. The Water and Wastewater Committee has agreed to the advance purchase order to receive a discount and a warehousing benefit from National Meter Nomination. The staff is set to order 2,000 Badger meters, 2,000 Orion cellular endpoints, those are the readers, 1,000 meter boxes with lids, and 16 pallets of clay meter bricks, which we supply bricks for 2,000 water meter installations. The committee has decided to utilize the reserves for this purchase. The water meters will cost about $412,000 and some change, and $176,247 for the readers, both of which will be purchased from National Water Meter and Nomination. $40,000 for the meter box purchase from HD Waterworks Supply, and about $3,600 for the clay bricks for under the meter boxes, which will be purchased from Resource Building Materials. The total purchase and request that we're asking for is
$632,006.97. Okay, is there any questions from the board?
Yes.
We had talked about getting a firm cost to install meters, which we don't have. And we had talked about how we were going to get them repaid over what time frame, and we haven't finalized that. And I'm thinking before we write a check for $600,000, we should give some thought to this, finding out what it's actually going to cost to put the meters in, mm-hmm. and what is how we're going to be repaid for.
Okay. I'll jump in on it because I'm on a committee with Kevin. Mm-hmm. That's coming up next. With the staff is working on it right now. What we're trying to do is eliminate a backlog. We know we're going to have to buy the meters, regardless of what they're going to cost. And we don't know the installation cost at this time. That's what staff's figuring out. What we want to do is be proactive, go out and get those, so that when we start, if we start placing orders for 2,000 or 200 there, and we end up being backlogged, we shut our whole system down. So we're just trying to be proactive on that. And also, we had asked, if we prepaid this, we would get a discount in doing so. I'm not sure how that.
We do. Actually, we received a 5% discount, and we're going to warehouse our products at no cost. We also get free freight since we are purchasing
in much more. My only concern is that we end up stockpiling meters. We have 600 grams have them for a year while we're expecting this to get.
No.
They're warehoused.
No, I know they're going to warehouse. We're going to need to have meters on the table, which I'm fine with. But I just don't want to see this get where we write a $600,000 check and can't come to terms on the cost of the meters or how it's going to be paid back for another 6 or 8 months.
No. We're going to, their committee is working on that diligently as we speak. We've got a meeting in 2 weeks. Is that correct? 2 weeks from now, and that's part of that meeting. The main focus of that meeting is to answer the questions that you just brought up.
Okay.
And then
may I just add the question of the payment amount is going to be agendized on the finance committee.
Okay.
And then Dina in her presentation talked about the state, I think you did the statement of qualifications that already went out, if I use the correct words.
Okay. Which is the pre-qualification. It's already been out, the advertisement's been out. Yeah. I've already received some emails, so it's a hot topic right now. Once we handle the pre-qualification and we go through that process, then we will hand out a bid package to the qualified members.
Are there any public comment? Seeing none, we'll come back to the board. Any discussion or motion?
Move for staff's recommendation.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
we'll go to F2 authorization to support the LP16 community church.
Thank you. This project of the T-Mobile, the property next door to the district office, was originally approved by the county in 2006. And this is a modification to that, and the Department of Conservation and Development is requesting the district's comment. I reviewed it and believe that you should forward a recommendation of approval unless you have any comments otherwise.
Is this the one that's already up?
That's what I think.
Because I was wondering about that.
Well, my question is, are they going to put some type of foliage on it to help disguise it a little bit?
I believe that there's going to be palm fronds that will be put on there as long as the wind will leave them there.
Yeah.
I don't have any more comments.
Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we'll bring back to the board right here.
I would make a motion that we just make no comment, but we either support or decline and just acknowledge it. We have no negative comment this time.
Okay.
I think that's how we typically handle that.
You typically handle it, no comment.
No comment.
We make no comment.
All right.
I'll second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Nice letters.
Information line, no presentations. I don't have any report. Any other directors have a report today?
I'd like to find out more about what's going on next door. I just saw a bunch of fence posts going up, and I was wondering if you could have staff table to just find out what the plan is for going on next door.
Next door here?
Yeah, with the vacant lot.
Yeah, they put a fence.
Yeah, rumor I heard a fence.
All right, I'd like to find more about it.
Can you call the church and ask them?
It's going to be a wooden, have a lot of nails in it.
No, it's going to be a chain link fence.
All right, so.
We'd be happy to talk to Director Steele about that.
General Manager's report.
Actually, the first one, we have reports from both Virgil Caney and Brian Miller. Brian, you want to start first?
Sure. I've got a little bit of a background for the fencing next door. Apparently, they have to put up the fencing to keep the public from parking there so that they don't lose their exception. From the RS, but not the religious institution. That's my understanding of life. The only problem I see with the existing fence going up is you can build out around it and park back there. I don't know how much farther they're going to carry it, but that's the background of why they're doing this. And they're actually going to, from what I understand, put in some type of play field to extend for the kids over there too. I don't know if it's going through a planning process.
Is it going to be landscaped?
Partially.
Is the fence line going to be landscaped? Is there going to be exposed chain link?
It's going to be exposed chain link.
Well, do we have exposed chain link anywhere in the community right now?
Do we have exposed chain link? There are parks. Not all of the parks, but we're not going to have to.
Undiscovery Boulevard?
I'd be happy to look into it more for the director.
We got some fairly good news for the park for over a year. It's nominated through planning and permitting, and they did pick a lowest qualifying bidder on the project. It goes to the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday the 27th. And if we provide or grant approval on the project, then it'll take about 2 months to order, fabricate, and deliver the steel for the project. And they're hoping to start in November and complete in December. But I'm thinking probably January is the completion date. So when we get closer to that, we'll probably do some type of ribbon cutting ceremony over there. So that's good news for that neighborhood. It's a very hot area. They're putting up three shade structures, putting in new barbecues, they're going to power each shade structure. We're going to come in afterwards and put in new picnic tables and ADA tables, and also a new drinking fountain, three-tier ADA, pet-friendly and regular. So that'll be a nice addition over there, and there's also in the plans for future solar lighting. So we threw that in so that we wouldn't have to go back and pay it out of our budget out of our account. So that's moving forward. The next item, we did receive the grant money for the hot lot place structure from BTE finally. So I put it out to bid. We're looking at doing a complete project, or possibly if the bidding doesn't come in where we want to, I'm getting an option for retrofitting and upgrading the existing structure. That's another way to do it. We might be able to cut some costs, but once the bids come in, we'll talk about it in committee and come up with the direction on it. So hopefully we can get that done sometime this year too. The last item, I did have two tear-off bids for the community center roof, with the third one coming, and I've got a deadline for Friday for roof installation from roofers. I separated the two projects because of what's on the roof. So hopefully at the next board meeting, I'll be able to present some information to you and possibly look for approval to start the project. We're moving forward, and after we do that, then we'll start working on some of the pool area.
All right. Any questions? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mark. Tonight, I'm just bringing you up to date with the filtration project, where we're at with that. This is this picture here. Oops. This picture illustrates in July when we were first starting to dig our hole. We had to remove that dirt, go down about 20 feet deep, a little over 20 feet deep, remove that dirt and restore it back at plant number two. This is plant number two here you're looking at. This is the hole that's dug out. This is the base rock that you put in, about a foot thick, a black tarp that you see is really a cover that you put on there so the dirt doesn't work its way up, what you call pumping, doesn't work its way up through that filter fabric and contaminate that base rock. So that's the base rock, and we're at 20-some-odd feet deep there. This next one shows the forming of that, the concrete forming, those brown shields there. We have electrical conduit and mulch right there, and that is to protect it so it doesn't slide down into the structure. And so that's what that's for. If you open it up open it up by sideways, you minimize that stuff coming down. All right, then the next one. This is our first concrete pour. This is a foot thick of concrete. We poured it in four sections. The rebar is really thick. It's about a 3/4-inch size rebar on the majority of that. So it's really heavy. And it has to support the weight on top that's going to go inside there, filter sand and water. It's got to support all that weight, so hence why it's a foot thick in concrete. This is the two pours. The first pour I showed you, the one on the opposite corner in the southeast corner gets poured, and then you have to strip a lot of wood first before you can pour the other two, and you have to really rely, let it settle, not settle, but I'm sorry, cure for at least 21 days or more. We do what we call concrete breaking. We take samples and we break them every 7 days. And we're looking for generally 4,000 PSI per break. And the ones we've been getting are close to 5,000. So that's saying that the quality of the concrete that we spec'd out came in good. This is the wall fabrication. A lot of times when you're doing foundations, you're seeing them 2x4s, 2x6s, and stuff like that. These are in sections that they just bolt together, and these are the walls that are going up. You use the crane that's way to the left there. It has that number 685 at the end, and you pull that, you raise that up, and you put it in place. It really saves a lot of labor cost in assembling the walls, and so this is really a time saver as well as a labor saver addition. Here's the walls going up that on the inside are those a single wall forming already. This is the rebar that's on the outside of that. Today we just did the rebar inspection, which passed, and then the contractor probably tomorrow will be putting the other section of walls against that rebar, and our goal is next Tuesday to Wednesday to start pouring concrete and walls, and that's just one section of the four that we're doing. So once that cures after about 7 days, we'll remove the panels and then start to assemble them again on another section, rebar again, and go so forth like that. I think that's the last.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. General Manager's report.
I have a few things. One is I met with representatives from Pacific Gas and Electric this week and received their briefing on the root cause analysis for the gas shutdown that occurred in December. It's quite a lengthy report, and I'm reading through it. They are going to, and if you wish to have the long version, just please let me know. They are going to be providing an executive report for you, and they've asked to be placed to come speak to you at the second meeting in October, and they'll be available to answer questions from you at that time. At the same time, I used the opportunity to talk to them about the district's PG&E costs, which are about $900,000 a year. It's a fair amount of money. They have a program where they hire folks at their expense that have experience in wastewater and water services to evaluate and find out whether or not there's some potential savings. So I am working with Virgil on this, and we're going to be involving both the water engineers and the wastewater engineers to make sure that if there's a suggestion to cut power, it doesn't cost somewhere else, just reduce the life of equipment or something like that. So we're going to be working on that and seeing if we can pull those costs down. For the River Otters, Director Steele and Matt Kaiser and I met with the River Otters swim team. And we were invited to their first planning meeting on the possibility of raising private funds for a pool that could meet both competitive as well as recreation swimming needs for youth and adults. And some of those that attended the meeting had experience in developing aquatic facilities. So they brought certainly some great folks to the table, and they are going to be developing a task force or a steering committee to work on this issue. In terms of financing, we received three proposals for the financing of the $7.5 million project that Virgil was just going over at Wastewater Treatment Plant 2. Those are being reviewed by the district's financial advisor, and we've set a meeting of the finance committee on Thursday the 29th at 7 p.m. to actually interview those firms and receive the recommendations from our financial advisors. And then your recommendation will follow up and go to the board, and then we will be on our way to get it funded. There's a couple key upcoming meetings. The Contra Costa Special Districts Association, I brought copies if any of you want that. I know it was emailed to you, but I did want to highlight their key speaker is a representative of the Metropolitan Water District speaking on the purchase of the two Delta tunnels, and I thought you may be interested or may want to have comments on what they are doing.
What purchase of the two Delta tunnels?
Delta Islands. Did I say tunnels?
Yes, you said tunnels.
Thank you. Islands.
While you're on it, I'm going to be finished. I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to miss this meeting. I usually attend it, so any of the other board members are all over me.
What is it? October 17th?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Monday. Mid-morning.
We can't make that. No, I'm going to be right voice. Nope.
October 17th?
Yeah, I did mention it to Director Leet. I didn't hear back.
Also, we've received a request to use the facility for our candidate night, including a hearing of candidates for the CSD board, and that is Monday, October 3rd, sponsored by the Discovery Bay Chamber of Commerce and the Brentwood Press. We know that they've reserved it from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., but we don't know the exact start time, and we would just, for those interested, suggest you look towards the Brentwood Press and the Chamber probably for more details on that. Again, the Finance Committee meeting is meeting next Thursday, a week from tomorrow at 7 p.m., and the Water and Wastewater Committee We'll be meeting next Tuesday at 4. Last item, just very quickly, and I'll put a longer item on the next agenda. As you know, the state adopted the Groundwater Sustainability Act in 2014 that calls for local agencies to work in a cooperative effort to ensure that our groundwater is sustainable. There are some areas of the state that it is not sustainable and that are listed as what we call high, what the state calls high priority areas. Thankfully, that's not our area. It has been managed responsibly. Locally, we're working with a number of agencies, the City of Brentwood, Contra Costa Water District, City of Antioch, Contra Costa County, Byron Bethany Irrigation District, and among others. And we've been working on a couple of things. One is to divide the Contra Costa area from the Tracy sub-basin. And the purpose is our section is going really well. It's going to be pretty efficient to write a plan fairly. It's been managed well. And there are some areas of overdraft in other areas. And to get into a much more broader project, we think would be more expensive, more complex, and divert our attention. That was initially denied by Department of Water Resources, and we are going to be making a second run on an application, and we're working with the state now. And that second application, I think, is like a 2018 timeframe. So things move slow on this. Secondly, we've been reviewing draft MOUs, and I will bring the draft of the MOU to the next Water Wastewater Committee so you see the kinds of issues. I was able to get them to make some changes at the last meeting so that key that Discovery Bay could not be outvoted. That was an important thing. It was 7 out of 8 votes. We got them to say 8 out of 8 so that something couldn't be implemented without our approval. And I'll bring those details to the Water and Wastewater Committee. And that's what I have for tonight.
Thank you. District Legal?
Nothing for me.
Subcommittee update. And we've received correspondence from Fire District. Any future agenda items? Seeing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Make that motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are going to adjourn into closed session.
That's adjourning into closed session in accordance with the items listed on the special meeting agenda posted, items D1 and D2.